Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Welcome in, everyone. Episode 86 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. How's everybody doing this week? I gotta tell you, it's been last week or so, it's been cold in Atlanta. And finally warming up a little bit this week. It's actually supposed to be close to 60 on Tuesday. Be a great day for me to sneak away and play some golf in the afternoon. But don't know if that'll happen or not, but we shall see. Wanted to first reach out and just say thanks again for those of you who have reached out and checked on my wife. We're still kind of in the wait and see process. Got another doctor's appointment tomorrow afternoon, and hopefully we'll be able to update you all and let you know what's going on sometime next week. But we will see. It's been quite a 2022. But anyway, just wanted to say quickly thank you for those of you who had reached out. Also, thank you for listening. I tell you, it's been quite the month of January. We're going to be up over almost 1,000 downloads this month from previous months. So continue to say thank you for that. Continue to rate, continue to pass it on, and you know, just want to say thank you for those of you who just continue to listen each and every week. I really appreciate that. Hopefully you find some value in this. And you know, I was thinking as I was preparing for this week, one of the things that, you know, as I work with clients, and I'll start out with 3 months, and we kind of work through those 3 months, and then we decide from there whether to move on or not. Most of my clients, probably 90%+, continue on for sometimes another 3 months, sometimes a year, sometimes a year and a half. I've got a couple clients that I've been working with almost 2 years now, and continuous, because you know, I think coaching is great for everyone. But depending on, you know, what you want, the type of, you know, the level of coaching, how deep you want to go, how much you want to grow, all of those things can, you know, depend on the amount of time. But, you know, one of the things that comes up periodically is, you know, just like in life, because life kind of ebbs and flows, you know, this thing's fluid, right? It's like you never arrive. It's like you're never going to become, you know, the ultimate person that you want to be, because it's always a, you know, a continuum, right? You want to continue to grow each and every day. You want to continue to grow each week. You want to continue to grow each month. And so one of the things that we will do occasionally is, you know, we'll have just kind of great weeks, and we'll reflect, okay, what has been going really well? And let's talk about that. And let's look at the areas where you have grown, because we will start, you know, maybe with one or two topics, and then those always morph into deeper topics, other topics, sometimes blind spots that, you know, clients can't see, or that, you know, you're not used to dealing with, or maybe that you've never dealt with before. And so, you know, I'll ask the question, you know, tell me where the areas you've seen that you've grown, and how do you know that you've grown? And invariably, they'll come up with different comments, different phrases, different words, different stories about how they've grown and how they know they've grown. And so what I thought would be good this week is to just take some time and share with you how you can know that you have grown and what are some ways you can tell that you are growing. And this is a good time to reflect. It's a good time to see, you know, especially if you've been doing a lot of this self-work and you've been doing a lot of reflection and you are really starting to notice, you know, what your body's doing when you start to get anxiety or when you start to get worked up or when you don't show up, you know, the way you want to show up. This is a good kind of barometer to say, okay, let's see where I am. So I just, here's some things that, that I came up with, and I originally saw this from, Sana Powell, who is online. She goes by Curly Therapist, but, one of the things on Instagram that I saw, and so it kind of tweaked and piqued my interest, and then I just added to these, but, it's really, how can you know that you are growing, and what are some ways and what are some areas that you see? So one of the first, okay, that you'll notice is if you begin to pause before you immediately react. You know how for so long many of you have just been on autopilot and something will happen and then you automatically react to that. Maybe your kid does something and you react. Maybe your spouse does something and you react. Maybe your boss does something and you react. Maybe it's your friend, you react. Maybe it's someone in traffic and you react. And before, you would just automatically lash out. You would automatically say something that you didn't want to say or that you regretted. You automatically, you know, your blood pressure just went way up and boom, you were in reaction mode. You were in anger mode. You were really, really, really just to the hilt, right, of reacting. And some of you know this. Some of you have actually damaged things. You've damaged walls, or you've lashed out at somebody else, or you've damaged yourself because you just start, you know, beating your head against the wall or whatever. But when you actually start pausing and then you think and then you react, that tells you you're growing. That tells you you're growing. Now, it doesn't mean you're going to do it all the time. It doesn't mean that you're going to be perfect at this, right? But it does mean that you are seeing progress. It does mean that you are making strides in this area. And for so many of my clients, and me included, I went for years just thinking, well, this is just me. This is just how I react. This is just how I'm wired. This is just how I was brought up. And no, you start to realize that, wait a minute, you have the ability and you have the power to pause, to take some time, and then decide, what is my best course of action? How do I want to respond here? And I've told you all before, you can still decide to get angry. You can still decide to get mad. You can still decide to punch the wall. But you are noticing it before you do it. It is not an automatic response. And when you can start doing that, you start noticing that you're growing. And that is huge for a lot of people. That in itself, being able to pause before you say what what comes to the front of your mind, and you go, no, wait a minute. That's not helping preserve this relationship. That's not how I want to show up here. How do I want to show up? And for some of you, it feels like you almost have to, you know, dial yourself back, or almost, you know, not be your authentic self when you're first learning to do this. It's because you really don't know who your authentic self is, because you've been playing this game so long, or you've been in this mode so long of, well, this is just who I am. You don't really know who you are, and you've not really taken the time to dissect and figure out, hey, not only who am I, but who do I want to be? How do I want to show up in situations? When you start doing that, you start pausing, then you start to see that you are making some serious progress. All right? So that's one. You start pausing before you immediately react. Here's another. You start asking for help instead of suffering in silence. You start asking for help instead of suffering in silence, instead of feeling like you've got to know all the answers, instead of feeling like you're supposed to be the expert in the field. I work with one of my favorite clients right now. He and I have worked together for a while. Just got into a new job. He's just killing it. And one of the things we continue to work through is him understanding that he is not supposed to be the expert. Just because he's gotten this position, just because he's making great money, just because he's in an influential role within the company, he doesn't have to have all the answers. And we were working a few weeks ago, and I was encouraging him, hey, reach out to he's got a vice president or a president, actually, he reports to us, reach out to the president and say, hey, I'm struggling here, can you help me? And immediately when he did that, she gave an answer to him, and he was immediately relieved. Why? Because he felt all this pressure that he had to have all the answers, and she came back and said, look, you're new in this role. None of us have all the answers. Feel like you can always ask. And when you start understanding that you can ask for help instead of suffering in silence, instead of letting that anxiety build, how many of you do that week after week? You let that anxiety and that story that you tell yourself grow and build and grow and build until it's this thing that feels almost unmanageable. And for some of you, it feels paralyzing. Because you're afraid to ask, because you feel like you're supposed to be perfect, or you feel like you're supposed to have all the answers. Nobody has all the answers, folks. Nobody has all the answers. And even if you Google something, you'll notice that you'll get a bunch of different answers. Isn't that crazy? I mean, even something now, 2 + 2, you're probably going to get 4. But there are a lot of things that you can Google out there right now that you're going to get a lot of different answers, right? Because everybody doesn't know. And so everybody needs somebody else to help along the way. So feel like and begin to know that you can ask for help instead of suffering in silence. The same is true if you're struggling in a particular area. If you're struggling with anxiety, if you're struggling with confidence, feel like you can reach out to someone like me that can help you, okay? Or someone else that can help you. Feel like you can reach out and know that it's okay. You don't have to suffer in silence. Here's another good one. You begin to hear feedback. Woo, this is like me looking in the mirror without getting defensive. You begin to hear feedback without getting defensive. And this feedback could come from your spouse. It could come from a boss. It could come from anyone. It could come from your best friend. It could come from your coach. It could come from whomever. But you start to understand that feedback, you get to decide how you want to take that. This could always be something that could be useful for you. You don't have to take the advice. You don't have to take the feedback. You don't have to act on it. But when you can just listen and when you can just say, hey, this is for my benefit, this is something that could be constructive to me, for me, this is something that I could use and be useful and not get defensive, not go all out in defense mode, right off the bat, man, you know you're growing. And it is so easy. It is so easy to get defensive, right? It is so, so easy because that's what we've been trained to do. That's what we see, right? We see somebody say something that we don't agree with. Boom, here comes your other opinion, or here comes the thing that you want to defend in you. And most of the time, those things that we get the most defensive about are the things that we know deep down we need the most help with. They're the things that we don't like the most about us. And so when you can start to hear some feedback without getting defensive, you know that you are growing. Here's one we've talked about a lot. You begin to set healthy boundaries. You begin to set healthy boundaries with others, but you set them what? You set them for yourself, right? You set the boundary for yourself and you begin to set those healthy boundaries, okay? And you're able to do it, maybe not with everyone yet, but you start to do it with one or two people and you start to see how that has impacted your life. When you can start to set those healthy boundaries, and then you can know that the boundaries are for you. The boundaries are for you. Okay? That's a good one. You leave harmful behaviors and relationships behind. It's another way to check progress. You leave harmful behaviors and relationships behind. Maybe you've got some addiction that you've left behind. Maybe you've got some eating habit, eating disorder. Your weight was out of check. You've left that behind. Maybe it's, you've always wanted to work out. You never worked out. Now you're working out. And so you're able to leave that sedentary lifestyle behind because you are now working out each day. Maybe it's a bad relationship. Maybe it's a relationship you needed to get out of. Maybe it was a toxic relationship and you were able to leave that relationship behind. And now you can see 1, 2, 3 years down the road how detrimental that relationship was to you, how harmful that relationship was to you, and how much you have been able to progress as a person without that relationship. Some of you need to do that now. Some of you need to get out of a toxic relationship. You need to move on down the road. Don't know who that is, but somebody does. All right? But that's a great growth checkpoint. Okay? I noticed my feelings instead of ignoring them. I began to notice my feelings instead of ignoring them. Remember how many times have we talked about noticing what's coming up in you? Noticing where that feeling is and naming it, you begin to be able to name it. Oh, that's shame. Oh, that's anxiety. Oh, that's hurt. Oh, that's fear. Oh, that's, whatever. Maybe it's the positive. Oh, that's confidence. Oh, that's me growing. That's me being able to see this situation and feel it come on me, but yet I'm able to move through it in a productive and positive way. You begin to notice your emotions or you notice your feelings instead of ignoring them. How many of you have ignored those feelings for years? Or they would come up and you would just react on them, right? Instead of being able to pause, notice what they are, ask yourself what story you're telling yourself. Is this useful? Is this helpful? Okay. And then you can move through that. Really big, really another way to notice how you are growing. How about this? Two more. I became open to new ideas and perspectives. Ooh, boy, don't we need that right now. I became open to new ideas and perspectives. It's not that just because this is the way it's always been done, or this is the way you've always believed, or this is the way you were taught, or this is the way whatever. You were at least open to listening to somebody else have a different perspective than you do. Doesn't mean you have to change, but you are open to listen to it. You can have a dialogue. You can have a conversation. You don't have to react in a negative way. You can still choose to hold your ground if you want to, but you are open to new ideas. You're open to new perspectives. For some people, it's as simple as becoming more open or open to coaching. Some people, I don't need coaching. I don't need that. It's not for me. Okay, well, maybe it's not. But could you be open to the idea of seeing what it's all about? Maybe it might not help you. Maybe it'll help somebody else. Maybe it'll help your brother. Maybe it'll help your sister. Maybe it'll help your cousin. Maybe it'll help whoever. But you become open to those ideas. And then lastly, and we can add some more, but this is enough for today. But lastly, I allow myself to be imperfect and make mistakes. I allow myself to be imperfect and make mistakes, and I stop judging myself for it. And I stop judging myself for it. So many of you are still judging yourself for things that happened 20 years ago, for things that happened 10 years ago, for things that happened 5 years ago. And I know that can be difficult. I know it can be hard to move through. But when you allow yourself just to be imperfect, to not have to be the perfect person that you think you should be, or that somebody else has told you you should be, or that somebody else has told you you ought to live up to, when you just start to say, you know what? This is an imperfect world that we live in. I am an imperfect human on this world, and I am going to give myself the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to quit judging myself, and I'm going to allow myself to be human. And I'm going to know that I'm living a human experience and that I'm trying my best each and every day. And even when I fail, I get to get up the next day and I get to try to do better. And I get to try to make progress. And I get to try to be and grow into what I believe is the best version of myself. And so hopefully that helps you some this week to see, especially for some of you out there who feel like you've been doing some of this work and you're struggling and you're just not growing, if you can see in one or two of those areas that we talked about today where you've seen some progress, then you know that you are growing. And if it's not happening in the way you want it to happen, if you're not growing as fast as you want to grow, if it's not, you know, the type, you're still not becoming and reacting and behaving the way that you want to be, that's when you reach out to me. Okay? Reach out to me. Let's get on a call and we will start to put together a plan of how we can move you from where you are right now to where you want to be. It's happening each and every week for my clients. It's a wonderful, wonderful process and a wonderful, wonderful thing that you get to do on your own with some help from me to become that person that you've always wanted to be. DrDarrenWilson@gmail.com. Go to DrDarrenWilson.com. Reach out this week. I hope you have a fantastic week yourself. And I can't wait to see you back here next Thursday. Take care, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, DrDarrenWilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, DrDarrenWilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.